We will parade, rain or shine. The only thing that'll stop us is lightning.
Dr. Kim LaDuff is the Vice President for Academic Engagement and Student Affairs at the University of West Florida. She is one of the leaders getting ready for the first Mardi Gras parade on the campus of UWF Thursday afternoon.
I was actually approached by Danny Zimmern of Pensacola Mardi Gras, and he told me that for years he'd been thinking that it would be great to have a parade on UWF's campus and to bring some of their crews to parade. And really, I looked at it as a great opportunity to teach students about, you know, an important part of Pensacola's culture and history.
The planning for the parade began in October. LaDuff says that from the start, the students were all in.
They were excited about it. And, you know, the funny thing is, I think people tend to think of the adult side of Mardi Gras. But growing up anywhere along the Gulf Coast, you know that it's really about family and friends and just a time to get together and celebrate. And so I think the students were really excited that this opportunity was coming to campus. And especially for those who are new to the area. We have students from all around the country, all around the world, actually. One of the first groups who wanted to participate were our students from Brazil. We were really excited, and I look forward to seeing what they do to participate.
The parade begins at 5 p.m. from Penn Air Field and will follow a route around the campus that will allow students who have evening classes to get where they need to go. LaDuff says there will be plenty of places for people to come on campus and enjoy the festivities.
We're encouraging people to follow the signage and come onto campus. We'll have plenty of parking available. It may require you to walk a little bit, but that's okay. It's really kind of centralized. We're doing a pre-party starting at around 3:30 until parade time, and that's actually going to take place in front of our recreation center. So we encourage people to come out. We'll have some gumbo and some red beans and rice until it runs out. We have a number of offices on campus, student organizations. We were also really excited to have some of the local elementary and high schools, their bands, dance teams who are going to participate. And then, of course, Pensacola Mardi Gras, we have a few of the crews who are actually going to come. Some are bringing floats, some are actually going to march in the parade, but we're really looking forward to it.
And there will be over 200 students from UWF acting as grand marshals of the parade.
We're honoring all our athletes. I mean, obviously, people know that we were the Division II champs in football, but they may not realize all of the sports have done exceptionally well this year. And so we want to celebrate all of our champions and all of our athletes for the hard work that they do. I always say I think athletes are probably the hardest working students because, you know, in addition to the rigor of their academics, they also have practice schedules and training schedules. And so we want to use this time to celebrate them. So they're going to be the grand marshals.
The University of West Florida Mardi Gras Parade is Thursday afternoon at 5 on the university campus. Bob Barrett, WWF News.